Padre Pio made the statement, "You suffer, but fear not, because God accompanies you. You fear, but have confidence, because Jesus himself suffers in you and for you." So are we then closer to Christ when we suffer?
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio, about a Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Since childhood, Padre Pio wanted to identify himself as much as possible with Jesus. As we all know, children like to imitate their heroes, so little Francesco would recreate or play out the moments in Jesus' life where he suffered under the hands of his enemies. Little Francesco would cause himself physical pain. Now you can imagine how you would react if you found your child causing itself pain. You would probably be concerned. Well, so was Padre Pio's mother. When his mother, Giuseppa, discovered that her son was regularly scourging himself, she became very worried and asked him why he did this. And Francesco said that he had to beat himself just as the Jews at the time had beaten Jesus. He wanted to be as much like Christ as he could, even in suffering. So we could say that Padre Pio was called to suffer since early childhood, not for the sake of suffering itself, of course, but for suffering as a path to Christ, to suffer for the good of humanity. Maybe this sounds strange to a modern society whose main goal is to enjoy life as much as possible. With the advancement of technology, modern man generally suffers less physical discomfort in life and work. So this notion of suffering to become closer to Christ might seem somewhat bizarre. But Padre Pio understood the words of St. Paul the Apostle, "I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake." It is clear, of course, that Christ did not need help to save souls. His suffering alone worked for the redemption of the entire humanity. But God grants us the privilege of offering our sufferings together with Christ on the cross. So in a way, we can be on the cross with Christ. This is the symbolism of the drop of water the priest adds to the wine in the chalice at Mass. This drop of water represents the contribution that God wants us to make in the sufferings of Christ. Padre Pio believed that our sufferings made sense and had spiritual value in this world which is corrupted by sin. In his many ecstasies, it was not uncommon for him to offer himself as a kind of victim soul for the sake of some poor sinners. Padre Pio took every opportunity to suffer with Christ, especially when he celebrated the sacrifice of the Mass. Referring to his preparations for his daily Mass, he said, "Only Jesus understands what I suffer as I prepare for the painful scene on Calvary." According to Father Aurelio, the former Vice General of the Order of the Capuchin Friars, Padre Pio made the Eucharist central to his life, and also the time of his daily sacrifice, moved by a desire to share Christ's sufferings for the good of humanity. Padre Pio knew that the cross of Christ was central to our understanding of God's love and forgiveness. Understanding the cross helps us understand the depth of God's love for us. When we embrace the crosses of our life, we grow in understanding of this love, and consequently grow closer to Christ. Padre Pio advises, reflect on the sacrifice of Christ, his agony on the cross for your good, and you too will find the strength necessary to suffer for the love of Jesus. We can be sure that Padre Pio understood what he was saying from his own experience. He had the stigmata on his hands, side, and feet. He bore these deep wounds that caused him intense suffering for 50 years. So without a doubt, he understood this truth about suffering, and Padre Pio understood that we cannot see the glory of the resurrection without experiencing the cross of Calvary. On the 16th of September 1916, In a letter addressed to his spiritual sons, Padre Pio recommended that during trials and sufferings, a soul must meditate on Jesus. He said, "A soul must habitually meditate on the life, passion, and death of our Lord Jesus Christ." One way of doing this would be, of course, reading the Gospels. But another beautiful way of bringing the life of Jesus closer would be to meditate on the mysteries of the Rosary. Those that frequently pray the Rosary and meditate on its mysteries know how insightful those moments can be. Padre Pio continues, "If the trials increase, we should not be worried, for it is written, 'The souls that are closer to God are tested more.'" This reminds us that Jesus did not escape crucifixion. He did not run away, even though he knew what pain he would go through. "Have courage," he says, "and keep going straight ahead, and you will get the reward reserved for strong souls." So may these words of Padre Pio be an inspiration for us to not avoid hardship and sufferings. Let's try to help our neighbor, even if it might be hard, because in these sacrifices, in these sufferings, we grow closer to Christ. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.